Thanks. A little bit like Jill's family, my family is nice. And one of the ways that we show our niceness is that we mind our own business. Not only do we mind our own business, we don't interfere with each other. Now, I was a sign lady. That means I had a little shop in downtown Paso Robles where I designed and made signs for people. I was also a single mom and have three girls, and my girls were either at the shop with me or at home managing their own lives. Now, I was busy at the sign shop, always busy. I would go early in the morning when it was still dark, and I would get home late at night, and I would often work weekends. I had a business plan to keep my customers happy, which kind of sounded like, can I give you that sign cheaper and faster? And I was good at the sign business except for one part. You know, the money-making part? Because with my business plan, it meant that the pressure was always on. I had multiple bosses every sign order and no money at all. One day, my sister-in-law called me up. Hello, Carol. Hi, Lindy. Carol, she got right to it. Carol, are you going to be a sign woman forever? I don't know. Because if you're going to do something about it, it's time now. Okay. Because if you don't do something soon, it's going to be too late. You're getting old. Okay. Now, if you thought about getting into teaching, Lindy runs the teacher education program at a private school in the Valley. So this is her line of work. If you plan to go into teaching, Carol, you better get on it because soon you'll be too old to hire. Okay. What are you going to do about it today? I don't know. No, I mean it. Today, what can you do? Well, I guess I could make a phone call to the university. So I did. I called the university, and the next day, there was a meeting for people who wanted to get their teaching credential. The next day, I considered this a sign from God. So I showed up to the meeting. I hadn't been on the campus. I didn't know. I found my way to this room. It was sort of a large room, and it was dark. And there were a few people in there. I was wondering if I was in the right place. But people kept sort of wandering into this dark room. Soon a woman came in. She had wild hair, baggy clothes, and a cart. I thought, oh, she must be homeless. And then she started passing out big, fat packets of paper. Oh, okay, maybe she's not homeless. Maybe she's the assistant. And she passed out the papers, not a word to anyone. And eventually, people wandered in, and she turned on the light and started the meeting. She says, to enter this program, you need the prerequisites, and you need to turn in the pink paper with all of the prerequisites, where you found them, how you did them, how you accomplished them, and the fact that they're done by May 1st, and you have to have it in the department secretary's hands by 3:30 on May 1st, or you will be out of luck. Okay. And then she said, the two prerequisites are available. Two of these prerequisites are available at Cuesta. And a hand went up. Yes. Can I take this other class over here, this first aid one at Cuesta? Does it say it's at Cuesta? Okay. And she went on. After you've completed your coursework, you must fill out these 15 pages. Do not miss a blank. If you don't have this in within 3 days of finishing your last course, you will have to re-register, pay more money, and try again next quarter. Now, so someone raised their hand again, and she said, what? And the person said, you mean I have to, let me get this straight. Do I have to fill out 15 pages to tell you I've finished? And did I get that right? Isn't that what I just said? And she went on. After you've finished this packet and it has been stamped and approved and you've been notified by the department that it is all right, you will start your student teaching. So I thought, what the heck? I'll ask a question. So I raised my hand. She let me hang there a really long time. And then finally she said, what? I said, well, now, do I set that up or does the school set that up? It's on the next page. So, you know, this woman, everything about her just sneered. Don't even think about coming to this school. So as we walked out, I overheard someone in front of me say, I hear Chapman has an excellent teacher education program. Ah. So every day, today, every day for 12 years, especially on school holidays and school vacations, I have been grateful for that out of the blue, out of bounds, kick in the pants phone call that turned me into a teacher.